Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have to understand, he's alone. Alone.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Gittings in for Matt Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson, Mark Willard, Dan Dabley. This is the crossover. You guys got me. I don't know if it's looking forward to, you know, the years ahead of me, but there's so much that goes through your guys' minds. I'm just like, think like that.
And we're telling you to enjoy your youth.
Where are you right now? Are you 31?
I'll be 30 in August.
Look at Lucas.
Not even 30.
Well, yeah, I'm almost there. I feel like in my lumbar feels like it, you know, every single day.
Stop with your lumbar. Your lumbar, you don't know nothing about no lumbar.
Wow.
Dude, you want to talk about that? Dude, I have a baby, and I'm 55. And so when she, you know, up, she's in the cribby. Yeah. Cribby, up. And I go down to pick her out of the crib. It's a full, like...
Come on.
I mean, am I going to be able to do it? 22 pounds, 2 ounces, and it's a bend, and it's a lift, and I feel like the old Bulgarian weightlifter.
Dude, that
was... clean kids.
Because you got to dance it already.
I love that you think you're in the midst of it now. She's only going to get heavier while you get older.
No, but I'm not going to need to pick her up when she's 17. She's not going to say,
but you're going to need to pick her up when she's 4. And she's going to be three times the weight, and you're going to be 58.
24-hour fitness.
I've
been doing some up-downs right
now. Yeah, well, and the up era is not as significant then as it is now.
Well, you got to dance at her wedding, so you got
to... hoping to make it to her wedding.
No doubt.
And that's, you know, it's all perspective, and you're 29, and so for you, your vision of age is, it's cute. It's Sacramento Kings. It's adorable.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, it's real now.
No idea.
Yeah. All the relatives would be like, oh, you young boy back in the day. And I'm like, if you ain't got nothing to say, don't say it, Willard. But they were being real. You're young. And I don't like Evan sometimes because he's what I used to be, dude.
Yeah, I'll save it for 2 o'clock.
Jealous of the youth.
Both of us got something.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me.
Mine might be you.
Kids, but the other ones, I don't like
Willard.
I don't mind when people are young. What I don't like is when they haven't experienced things that feel like they happened 3 years ago.
Like, for instance, when Evan and Grandy go running around here and being like, I've never seen the Niners win a Super Bowl. It's like, what the hell's the matter with you people? That just happened 6 years ago. And then I realize, oh, wait, it was 30 years ago.
Right.
I forgot.
And then
you feel old. Yeah. And then that's not your fault, Evan. It's not your fault. It just happens.
Well, no, like I was watching Beavis and Butthead the other day, and I was just thinking, oh, Beavis. Like, that was a part of my childhood that has apparently just been erased. Like, I didn't thought about that show in probably since the last time I watched it.
Did they do an SNL skit?
That's why. It was hilarious.
Out of nowhere. It was
so good.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Beavis and Butthead. Why did that look off your
that
face?
That skit was terrible.
It was incredible.
I saw it. No, and it's like, oh my God. You look like somebody, you look like Beavis. And it was stupid.
The man with the blonde pompadour sitting on the other. It was good. The man with the exposed gums and terrible disposition.
Can somebody help me? I'm not in the restroom. I'm coming out the restroom. And then I see this black, like, package. And I'm like, looks like a tuxedo. Took me back to my high school prom. And I go, boss, you getting busy tonight, huh? Fancy. He says, no, that's Willard. Where are you going?
The Vera Wang.
Bruce Wayne.
Very, very high possibility you are disappointed with the reality of this story. That is not mine.
Oh, no.
That tux belongs to the boyfriend of the lovely Christie's daughter.
That's dope.
Okay.
Prom is tomorrow.
That's
tight.
Men's Warehouse is down the street. You walk in there, there's signs everywhere. Prom!
So you'll be watching the Giants tonight.
So I was just like, they got their right, and then it's an alteration sensation.
That's a buck.
And then, you know how it is when you're in a suit, they got to mess it up six times, and then you get it right, and then you pick it up the day before the event.
I'll forget.
And I said, the office is like 2 feet from this. Let me get it for you. So, I came in early, and we went and got the suit.
I'm going to praise Men's Warehouse because maybe, it must have been 10 years ago, I was doing play-by-play for the Earthquakes. And I leave my Oakland home, and I'm rushing to get down there early. You want to talk to the players and the coach and the whole deal, and I drive down to Buckshaw Stadium before they had the new stadium. Mm-hmm. Park my car about 3.5 hours before kick, and I look in the back seat, no suit. Oh, I got no suit, and I'm an hour away from home, so now I'm an hour home and an hour back, and it's like, oh my God, I forgot my suit at home. So I immediately Google suit rental near me, Men's Warehouse. So I go to the Men's Warehouse, and I'm like, hey, I'm doing play-by-play in about 2 hours and 45 minutes. What do you have for me? Boom, suit, fit me, custom me, and I'm back at the stadium with like 2 hours to spare. Men's Warehouse.
Wow,
it was an absolute win. But your boy, your boy forgot his suit.
I was in all white on prom night.
I went black.
All white?
Black
all
white.
I was looking like Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, of course you
were. Feels
all
like,
white with a little red.
Feels a little stereotypical, but. Yeah.
How did your night go?
Pretty well.
El Cerrito, right?
Huh? Yeah. So St. Mary's,
Oh, my bad.
St. Mary's
That's
College
right.
High School.
In Albany.
Panther
yeah.
Pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But
Panther
all white.
Pride.
Evan would like to move on.
Boy,
I would like to hear more. I would like to hear more.
Yeah.
Tell me into what's bugging me is the way you're handling this conversation.
Better than my prom night. I got caught stretching a double. Into a triple. Thrown out a third.
Never make the third out.
Shoot your shot.
Turns out that's all I had. Your boy on the base paths was not so efficient.
Fleet of feet. Basically, so, but before we get into what's bugging you, apparently a lot, the question we decided to kind of circle around today, and I think we've been kind of, just trying to flush it out as like the tone you feel like Golden State has set at the end of the exit interview week. Like, we'll talk about this the entire summer and whenever the decisions happen, they'll come down. But just kind of compartmentalizing, Kerr, who was fantastic with you guys a couple days ago, also spoke yesterday, Dunleavy, Clay, Dre, all the rest. Like, what do you guys feel like the tone right now is from Chase Center?
I'm very comfortable with the tone that they've set, because what I think they've done is they've managed expectations, which is one thing that the Warriors, I think, largely do well. This is what we've gotten mad at the Giants for over the last 2 to 3 years, is whether they've said things directly or out loud or not. The implication was, we're going to go into the offseason and come out of here with an Aaron Judge or an Otani, and then you'd come back and you're like, we got Conforto for a year. How do you feel? And so it ticks people off. The Warriors have set the expectation for this offseason to A, do not expect that they're going to come out of this with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Wow. However, you can also...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I feel sort of pull apart what they're saying and at least see, along with what we know about who Joe Lacob is, and know that I think that, every effort will still be made for them to be good and to try to compete next year. And I know some people want to do the whole blow it up thing, and we'll talk about that. But I think they've managed the expectation of, look, we want Clay back, but be aware he might not be. We think Draymond will be back. He almost assuredly will, but it's not 100%. Steph, I think, set the tone first. Like, I want to win. And that's what we're going to try to do. It's very complex. It's going to be difficult to do, but they're going to try. That's option A. They might end up with option B or C. And so, like, I'm comfortable with that. That feels realistic to me.
You did?
I think that the expectation is much lower than what Mark is portraying. And, you know, I think that they're casting the die to where they're going to bring back Clay and they're going to be the same team. And whether or not they can do anything with Wiggins or Moody or anybody else, it's going to be the same band of brothers largely than it was this year. And I don't think that's good enough. And I think that they're going to be okay with it because Joe Lacob wants to be below the second apron.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of sounds like what you were taking away. It just sounds like they're largely going to bring the same guys back, right?
Yeah, and when Draymond on his podcast said that as soon as they lost the game Tuesday night, Steph looked at him, and I'm a romantic, Willard, you would know that, but sports romantic. And Curry looked at him and said, we're not finished. I'm like, yes, you are. You're not playing in the playoffs. You're finished right now.
Right.
Finito. So
that's not what they meant, though. We're not finished means that, like, they're talking about the future.
Yeah, right. I'm worried about next year. Like,
you think they're finished?
No, because I believe if Draymond didn't get suspended, they would be playing tomorrow or Sunday against a different team.
I heard you guys take a call. And he said Draymond has totally ruined two seasons in a row.
Willard, I really believe that.
And that's why you've got to get rid of him. And I'm so fascinated by that dynamic because these 2 years couldn't be more different with regard to the Draymond Green experience if that's your take. In other words, last year, an act of violence against a teammate that potentially set an untenable vibe.
But didn't cost him any games, though. He was available, Draymond, in a contract year.
But think about what you're saying this year.
In a contract year.
If you say that Draymond ruined the season this year, what you're actually saying is, we can't function without you. Because you were unavailable, and yes, it's your fault, but you are low-key saying, we can't function without you. So why would your reaction be, so get out of here? Because the only way to ensure fewer Draymond Grahams next year is if you get rid of him.
But I'll say this to that real quick, Willard. I'm going to go Brandon Bill because that's a bit of a stretch. And the reason I say that is because they didn't know he was going to be gone. So it wasn't like they planned for his absence.
You believe they can plan for his absence and be better next year?
I think I'm ready for that.
I think that's a stretch. I think that's an incredible
Trey holding
stretch.
The ball up at the top of the key now where the chef is at, let's just say physically, or trying to be as great as he can for a whole year. I wonder, Dibs, and I've heard it ad nauseum, Dre does this for Steph. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I think now you need a threat at that 4 or 5, and we saw it on display at Tuesday. So I'm asking you point blank range, do you think that's ran its course and Steph needs a threat at that position?
They need a threat at some position, whether it's Draymond's or Clay's or Wiggins. They need another threat. And right now you don't have another threat. You got Jonathan Kuminga, who is emerging, but he's not a threat. And Steve has said it, and everyone has said it since the end of the year. They need more three-point shooting. And that's not Draymond. It's not Kevon. It's not Andrew. It's not Jonathan. It's not anybody. And you're going to bring back Clay, but you need to have somebody who's more dynamic than Clay. And, you know, Steph, I do wonder if what we saw from Steph in the second half is the new Steph or if it was just the tired Steph.
No doubt,
man. And if it's the tired Steph, how do you make it so he's not so tired? And
get him some help.
Yeah, and Draymond played, 57 games this year? And you think next year he's going to play 77?
55.
Willard, you got the line of the year.
Numbers.
The answer's not in the building.
Absolutely. But that doesn't mean moving on from Draymond Green. See, that's all I'm saying.
I was just saying maybe you get something back. Like, what we don't know what that would... You know what? I hear you. But what would come back?
What would come back?
I'm not sure, but you know, are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live in the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, I don't know if Draymond Green's what's been bugging me, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, but I do think that you do kind of have to assume whether it's because of injury or, I don't know, self-imposed restrictions. I can't depend on Draymond Green being there for 75 games like he was 2 years ago. I mean, even during the championship season.
But you signed up for that. You got two more years of that.
Yeah, but they've shown that they can win even if he's not on the court for 90% of the year. I also think that has to be the approach with maybe Curry or you know, trying to find a way to limit his minutes. I just don't think they can be as reliant on the big three as they've been in years past just because they're getting older.
With that, I agree. I mean, that's what I've been saying all week is that I have no issue if all three of these guys, quite frankly, are on the team next year. But the reliance on them, what's on their shoulders, just what's expected of them in any given game has to be less. And that doesn't mean you sit them down and go, okay, so here's the deal. I know that you used to shoot the ball 20
times. That's what I'm struggling
now
with.
Now it has to be 16. It doesn't mean that. It just means a recalibration of the whole thing. And therefore, if there are other players on the floor who, A, can take more of the scoring burden, space the floor differently. I thought about it this way. The Warriors changed the league with the way they played ball.
Listen to that LeBron sound on the podcast with JJ.
They changed the league, and then the league passed them by in terms of being a better version of their own selves.
No doubt.
And now the Warriors, because they became older and have a harder time creating a three-point shot, plus they're surrounding the perimeter with guys who can shoot a three but aren't three-point shooters. You look at what LeBron has always wanted, and that is give me the ball and put three arc killers around.
Options.
Right? And I will drive, and I will find one, and they will knock it down. The Warriors need to evolve back into a better, younger version of themselves because that's how the league has passed them by.
No doubt.
Right. And how do you do that?
You get three-point shooters around the arc.
But how do you do that?
And well, those aren't expensive.
Right.
Just knock down three-point shooters? That's not expensive.
Just find a guy who can shoot 40% from three?
Not a guy. Guys, they got to recalibrate.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of new players on the roster this year.
I think that to do that between now and October is almost impossible. But, you know, Mike Dunleavy's got his work cut out for him.
Yep.
Because you have a roster of two guys who can shoot the three and 13 guys who can't.
Wow, man.
No doubt. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah. It's going to be a tough one, but they got a full offseason. I think freedom also to kind of go down whatever avenue they want. You want Jung-Hoo Lee? You want to lead off?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
What's bugging you? Brought to you by
Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, brought to you by Atco Pest Control.
What's not bugging me is that crew behind home plate rooting on Jung-Hoo Lee last night.
That was pretty cool.
Man, that might have been better than the game.
Oh, my God.
Until they start scoring runs.
Yeah.
But normally I don't do this, guys, but I came in this morning. I'm playing hurt, and I have no voice. But my coworker, Butcher Boy Joe Shasky, is one of the loudest. I feel like we got a lot of similarities. He's loud, and I love him for it, and I feel like we're from the same cloth. So I come in hurting, Willard, this morning, Evan, and I'm not regular, so I'm not radio guru today. And he sent Sam Loveman out yonder in the green room and said, we were being too loud. And what's bugging me is I felt like Butch went corporate, knew who was out there, and sent Loveman out there, and it still hurt me that the great Butch would do that to me. And Loveman goes, and I'm dropping dime, I don't think you guys were that loud, but I'm like, Butch, you having a bad day at the office, and you taking it. My voice is shot. This ain't the loud. I'm loud. But it hurt me, and I told Evan I'm still dealing with it. And Butch did that. He sent the people to shush us. And of all the people to do it, it was Butcher Boy. That hurt me, dude. That's all.
Yeah.
And I can't shake it. And I just can't
shake it. It's tough because
Butch, that hurt me.
Well,
and I told him in passing, I said, you didn't win corporate. I said it kind of, you didn't win corporate, huh? Like, dude, you're loud.
I remember the old building. And, the old building where we had Butch, no AC, it. And so we had to keep the door propped open.
Oh, boy.
And we had the door propped open, and I remember when we were there, at times, we, outside the studio, were very loud, and you know, you would have people in the studio kind of look back, and it's like, oh, I get that. The door's open, because the AC is broken, and it's 82 degrees in here, and we all want to be cooled off, and so we had that temporary AC unit in the door, and so it got loud.
You're giving me PTSD.
You were especially like, oh my God, this is Sonic.
I don't do warm.
No, I don't.
Not in a work environment.
And shout out the new building, 88 Kearney, and we love it. It's temperate, and Tim Jordan, and all the rest of
Find
it.
Find a beach.
I can't imagine, thank you, Corona, I can't imagine that anything that happens out there could be so loud
And that's what hurt,
being that loud.
We were over there in the corner.
Wow.
Well, the reverse of it is that Dibs and I were sitting out there when you did what led to the voice that you have right now.
Well, that was loud.
It was, but it was wonderful.
It was awesome.
The salespeople looked happy to be here for the first time all
year.
That's great. They all dropped their laptops.
I looked at Loveman.
Started looking around.
They immediately were trying to sell, herbal tea and, throat
And
coat.
I did the math when Loveman, you could tell he was uncomfortable delivering the message. And I say, hold on. The only two people in there are Bonte, who's loud, and Butch.
Well, who the hell's not loud?
Loveman, who sent Jingo Shasky.
Like part of the job.
That's when it hurt. It hurt Evan, too. I said, I'll speak for us.
Yeah,
that's
the first time I've ever been told to shit.
Yeah.
What you guys got?
Mine'll be quick, and it's personal, and I just want to say up front that you know I love you, honey, and the love runs deep.
Be careful.
But,
I'm going to take a break.
No. And she's not listening because she is asleep right now, and it's my daughter, Mila. And this is now three consecutive days where she has woken up at about 5 a.m. screaming. And this baby is amazing, and I love my baby, and I'm an older dad. I'm a grandpa daddy. And grandpa daddy, you know I came up with the term grandpa daddy.
We love him.
And you bit on it, and I love it. You can be GPD on the radio. I'm the original grandpa daddy, and I love being a father at 55. But when she wakes up at 5 a.m., screaming, I'm out. And you know what's bugging me? Is it's Friday, it's not a payday, and I didn't sleep great last night, and at 5:03, it's not even, it is, I'm talking like you in the green room.
Good boy.
Or, you know, Butcher Boy when the Niners don't win the Super Bowl. I'm talking screaming, and this is now three straight days, so baby Mila, my
That's so
my heart, I love you, you're bugging me. Knock it off.
I could trigger you right now.
Well, yeah, I don't have any kids to
but
scream
you gotta
at.
But you got to
do it.
No,
Mike. Mean, you signed up for this.
Oh, no, I
did. I just was yes,
going to I did, but.
You signed. Totally the, you can't have a baby when you're 53 and don't then get cry. Mad at it for crying.
First of all, it's not an it. It's she. She has a pronoun. She's not a they.
Well, I didn't want to take a chance.
Well, and I told my wife, I'm like, you know what? We should call her a they-bee so that way we can keep her gender neutral.
Yeah.
Our little baby.
Generation they.
And it's, I don't mind her waking up, but it's just the level of screaming. Like today, it's like, dude, what's wrong?
So we've had two what's bugging yous, and both of them are radio hosts telling other people to be quiet.
Yeah.
What do you got? Well, oh, the irony. Yeah,
dude, I mean, I barely get a chance to speak, let alone yell on this station.
Well, I'm actually curious about mine with you two, because all three of you have been involved in sports gambling longer than I have, or know more about it, at least from what I can tell.
We've done everything longer than you have.
Thank you, Mark.
It's just, sorry about that. But, and this isn't about you, Goo, necessarily, but I get a text last night from Goo about the Giants run line. And this is just a gripe that I kind of generally...
And it was close, dude.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Forever.
God love you for winning. But the amount of times that this year, and I've dabbled a bit, it is a cardinal sin to bet the run line on the home team. You don't do it because there's one less set of at-bats. It's a mathematical disadvantage, and he does it all the time. So what's bugging me, Goo, is not necessarily you specifically, but the amount of people that feel like they can get away with just betting the run line on whatever team willy-nilly at home. The only time I've ever heard of it working is if you bet over 162, or I guess 81, some team that is, I don't know, just out of the world, like the Dodgers in 2019,
right,
where the run line, they won the run line.
You're
like 85%
of the time. Minus 1.5 runs.
Yes, minus
so they
one
have to win by two.
Have to win by two, which the Giants nearly did not last night.
But listen, I love that. And Goo computer, they had their ace, Webb. He did his job. He held them to the goose egg. He could have gave up one.
I almost got Matt Cain.
Yeah, I was betting on the Giants offense. They're about to start something. Yeah, it was a little later, Willard, but it happened.
It happened.
But I get you, young fella, but it hit.
It did hit.
Plus
but there's been a couple times
Willard.
This year in which a 3-2 walk-off. Oh, Jesus.
There's nothing like the run line and they win 1-0 or 3-2. That is one.
Well, it feels like almost every game at Oracle Park is 3-2 or 2-1. I would have bet the under last night. That was what I liked, but I didn't want to do it because I didn't want to root against their offense. Which leads to my what's bugging you.
Oh, bring it.
Here we go.
It's pretty simple, okay? There have been 7 of these this year.
Okay.
7 times. That building at 3rd and King has been filled up, at least partially, with human beings who would like to see the Giants.
Yeah.
None of them.
He hits it high.
Not one of them.
He hits it far.
Have seen somebody hit the ball over the fence.
This is wow, man.
That is gone. But caught.
That's a 4.
We've seen other teams.
So what does that mean?
So I've had it up to here.
Tatis.
Tonight, hit the ball.
Hi, man.
Over the fence. Because I've kind of had it.
Oh.
You only got 74 more of these. Could somebody please hit the ball? Over the fence.
It's amazing.
Over the fence.
They only got these new lights that they're not being able to use.
Kuiper is sitting over there like, I got material. And none of you.
It's crazy.
He's like Guru, saving his voice.
What do you attribute that to? All of a sudden this year, now the park really is getting a bad rap early.
Yeah, J.D. Martinez is on the
side. I'm going to borrow from your normal partner and say, I'll say it, they stink.
I was like, why are we here? It's 2-11, but he's gone. We love you, Scott.
Take this 2-11. Another level.
We got
no, you stay as long as you want, both of you.
Well, just
you need it. All right, gents, is what you need.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
Yeah.
No, it's
been great.
Somebody put a bag on Evan's shoulder.
Totally.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get out of here.
It starts with a hey. What do you guys have today?
2-11. Oh boy,
there you go. Give him a bag.
Give him a bag.
It's a major bag alert. There you go.
Well,
you look like.
Figure this thing out here.
Look like Jordan Poole over there. In mid-sentence. They got to get a bag.
Dude, I can't even. No, see in mid-sentence,
he's like, all right. Cross my legs.
Like, I'm not done.
All right, gents. You're not wrong. And I guess the answer is, and it's too easy to say.
Early.
No, but they've got more power than last year. So
allegedly.
In theory. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
right.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. They face some really tough pitching.
So he's strong enough to, you know, put one off the knuckles in the left field.
Right.
Occasionally.
Right.
I am so glad we got the extended version of this because this is a random. Hashtag random.
Yep. Let's go.
I asked Evan this on air, and I'm going to ask you two. honest to God here, what do you think Bob Myers, and Happy's not one of them because I'm not going there to say he's happy, but how do you think a guy of his stature is feeling where he resigned and the year after the team did what it just did? Willard, how would you feel like I got, like,
I
do you think
know.
He saw some
the Nick
of this
Friedel
coming?
Laugh.
No, seriously, man. No, he ain't laughing.
No, I don't know. Yeah, like
Willard, I think about
he's
that,
still
like,
as close
man.
As hell with all of these
oh, no
people.
Doubt.
He's not rooting against
So are you
him.
Hurting or... Like, I'm glad I don't have to take on what they're facing.
Yeah, I don't, there's an indirect line there, not a direct one. It's not Bob knew it was about to not be good, so I'm out. It's just, this is a lot.
This is a lot.
This is a lot on everybody's shoulders, and it's why so many people want either Clay or Draymond gone or Steve Kerr gone. Like, I keep likening this to anybody who's ever been married and understanding.
Not
that,
you, Evan.
Not you.
Yeah.
As far as we know. But
yeah.
You know, like, even the greatest marriages, they change.
Give it time.
Right? And so you have to get to a different spot where it's not just because you're looking at this person going, oh, my God, you're the sexiest thing ever. Like, okay, how about 20 years from now?
Yeah.
Like, now, why are you still here? It has to change. And I just think it's a lot. It's a lot for the same people to do the same thing every year. And Bob, like, understandably got worn out because he was the one keeping all of them together and afloat mentally.
Just out of hat.
Well, and also for Bob, like, he can now go to bed and turn his phone off.
Right.
You know, you turn your phone off instead of
that.
Like, hey, Bob, this is Joe. You got a minute? I got an idea. Hey, Bob, it's Joe. Hey, Bob, it's Joe. Hey, this is Peter Goober. Yeah. And maybe
that's a two.
It's actually a four when you listen to Peter Goober. My Goober is lightweight, elite, and I'll let you go ahead and marry it on that.
I'm a Dodger fan. I don't want to hear from him anyway.
But that, I think, is a lot of it because now Bob's life is what he wants it to be. And, you know, he's a consultant for the Commanders. Fine. His phone does not need to be on, and he works for ESPN. That's great. You can be a dad.
How much
is
that worth, huh?
It's worth a lot, that peace of mind to not have to be, you know, fully on the grind where, you know, Joe Lacob and Mark and I talked about this earlier in the week. Joe is a demanding boss. And because he's demanding, he's turned this team from $450 million into $7 billion and four championships. Not alone, but that's part of what goes into it when you work for Joe Lacob.
Wow.
I mean, I think also, I did see they were working. A couple Saturdays, Bob was on the pre-pre, and then he was on the post-post.
Yeah.
So there's a couple ESPN days he'd been doing double duty, more than Stephen
A.
Right,
right.
But you're right, overall. I also think we got a hint of that from Dunleavy yesterday. Speaking about the financials, and he almost made it sound like he'll make the suggestion or what they want to do basketball wise, and then he'll hand it to Joe.
Yeah.
And Joe will tell him what they can and can't do. So that's the reality, whether it's Bob Myers, Mike Dunleavy. I saw there was a member of the organization that just left today, I think, for the Hawks, who was hired as a VP of basketball strategy. Whoever it is, they're answering to the big fella.
That's always the way it is.
Right.
Yeah, it's always the way it is.
And Mike said the phrase, I could be wrong.
I couldn't believe that.
And that, I think, is what you're talking about. Not to cut you off, Mark, but
crazy.
That, I think, is what plays into what you're saying about.
Maybe he could be wrong.
Maybe Joe Lacob has the ultimate, and he should have the ultimate say. He's
That's
the owner.
That's what that means.
You know, Draymond's going to be here, but I could be wrong. You know, ask Joe.
Well, somebody could, like, here's the other thing I think the Warriors are getting used to. They're not used to having these conversations in April.
Wow.
So we're so far away from knowing who's going to be available.
Oh, And so said July 1st,
to me,
that's a long way.
I could be wrong. What if that, you know what I mean? Like half the people in this city are like, what if Giannis? Yeah. Well, what if? What if the Bucks get swept out and somebody's like, well, give Giannis for whatever
the package includes?
No, I don't think it could. But my point is you have to answer it that way. Under promise, over deliver. Mm. The Warriors are good at it.
Yeah, I just think that this, whatever happens this offseason is probably going to end up being unforeseen as of now, because it's really hard. Also, the free agency class that is quote unquote available is pretty small. Like there's only maybe 9 or 10 starting players that are going to be verified free agents.
Like, free agency does not feel like, I'm not even paying attention to it. The Warriors are not major players in the free agent market.
Well, there's also just not major players out there that are available.
Right. DeRozan and some other.
Paul George might be the biggest one. But yeah,
I don't think Maxey even makes it out there. I think they give him the Maxey and they keep him.
But what do you want for that?
That's a two.
Okay.
It's low hanging fruit.
Two
and a half. No, it's a Friday. I'm waiting until we get to the giggle hour, which is usually, I don't know if you listen to it at 5 o'clock.
4:52.
Right. This guy, and I love my partner. I mean, my partner's a great guy, great host, and a lot of fun off the air. But we get to about 4:50. No, on the air, too.
Oh, okay.
But off the air, he's a great guy. On the air.
Stops talking about
and that's fine, but you get
he's
to
loud,
the only time he stops talking is about 5:06 on Friday, because the man will not stop laughing.
Yeah, it's fun.
Like, do you have a word count, by the way? Like, have you ever thought about that?
A word count?
Yeah, a word count.
Like,
for
how many shots you think you take?
Oh, yep. God.
See, like, Westbrook?
1.8 million.
I have reached the word count.
That's great.
It's high. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
It's
very, very high.
Ask me about my nod count. Because between he and my lovely wife, there's a lot of mm-hmm-mm-hmms that go on.
As long as it's not a nod off count, then
no.
Fine.
Well, I get home at 7 o'clock, and it's just like being on the show, because she's got takes. She's got takes, and I'm the audience, and, I'm the co-host, and it's like, the only difference is at home I change diapers, and here
I
really don't.
This time next week, will Brandon Ayuk still be a Niner? Because I told Evan this morning, I'm irritated that the internet, guys and gals can say he's always getting
Larry
traded.
Larry Kruger.
And it's nothing. Do you think he really could, think there's some smoke there?
I think he's a Niner.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I think he's a Niner.
But you can't.
I don't think the agent keeps doing what he's doing. For those of you who don't know, he's refuting every single report about Ayuk's going to be traded. Ayuk wants out. He's demanded a trade. He's going to the Steelers. He's almost there. He's halfway there. And the agent keeps coming out and is going, you guys stink at journalists.
Is you can't afford to lose Ayuk in a year that you're going to really judge your quarterback before you give him 30 to 40 or 50 M's?
Yep. For me, yes, this could still go either way. My chip goes to this plays out exactly like the Debo one did.
Okay, all right.
Everybody's mad. Right. Then the draft happens. And they figure it out.
And think about what they do. And I'd love to go 21 personnel, because then Mark's eyes will roll back in his head. But they run a ton of 21, which means two receivers. And they've got two receivers. So you want to take Brandon out, who can block. And you put Juwan in, who can also block. But Juwan's not 100 catches a year.
No doubt.
So you take a team that loves two receivers, and you take one of your two out for a pick.
Man.
Doesn't make sense. But our very own Larry Kruger actually intimated that
he thought that
Ayuk would be traded before Thursday.
And really what it comes down to is artificial intelligence running social media accounts. That's what I think.
We had a conversation AI this morning.
Yeah, we were getting into it. I don't know. It just feels like, whether it's a random sneak disc that doesn't actually exist, or people putting out false rumors. Like, social media is just...
It's out of control,
man.
It's a wrap.
They made Steph say things about his teammates, but it sounded
That was bad.
Right,
who
made
that? The government?
Just before you guys get out of here.
They're trying to tear the Warriors down.
The same people who made the internet.
He said
the entrepreneurs, the techies.
He goes, but they can't control it. I'm like... Where's its brain?
And I'm going to say this. Hoping
it is a brain. That's the problem.
Hoping that our boss is not listening. But in a matter of years.
He's behind you, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, snap. ChatGPT is going to replace all of us. Like, sports talk.
Oh, my God.
Sports talk is going to become all like.
ChatGPT.
Speaking of ChatGPT, the last wedding I went to, Sorry. The last wedding I went to, the best man wrote his speech with ChatGPT.
What is this? I don't know. I'm not
It's basically AI. It's artificial intelligence. It's artificial intelligence using, like, if you go to ChatGPT and say, you know, help me craft an email to my boss so I can ask for a week off. It will craft an email.
In schools, you literally have teachers who have gotten to the point now where they just let the students do it because there's no way to fight it.
Yeah, wow, you can't
no way to fight it. So now it's like
write me a paper on the
English. Well, AI does that. Yeah.
So you just say that, you put that into your Googler or whatever you want to do.
Googly.
And done. Poof.
So he had that for his
yeah, I mean, he prefaced it by saying, I'm, you know, I'm not a great public speaker, so I decided to ask my best friend ChatGPT. I was like, well, did you also write a paper about the Inquisition with ChatGPT? Like, I don't know what these people are using it for. You can use it for anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty scary, to be honest.
And if I was to ask you guys and not ChatGPT, GPT. Who wins the NBA championship? Let's make the predictions now because Steiny, Mavericks in five. Okay, we know that. But
I appreciate this, too.
Just real quick, before we let you go, who's your NBA champ?
I'm going to go Denver Nuggets.
Yeah. Back to back. Yeah. Yep. Wow. Shout out Drake.
You, Willard.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'll take the Boston Celtics over the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Wow.
The Thunder. Wow.
What about who you got? I wanted to say Lakers, but I just can't.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you?
Well, we got a bed.
Oh.
Yeah. Or do we cancel them? We'll get to it, but go ahead.
No, it's not canceled.
We had one on the air in the first hour.
Yeah.
They have to win a series,
you
right?
You got the Lakers.
Right, and they're in.
That's when they weren't playing Denver.
No, but the bet is on because they made it.
Yeah. Right?
He's the best.
It was off if they didn't make the playoffs, but they made it.
We go live to the big room. El Jefe.
I was just going to say, it's Nahegian, by the way.
Look.
I was just going to say, I thought it was really important to point out what a great crossover this was today. And I was trying to think.
Oh, my God.
Why was it such a great crossover?
Well, there are different characteristics.
Yay!
Yeah. It's a little longer.
Wait, it's younger. It's longer.
Yeah.
It's laughier.
It's younger.
Wow.
Yes. Got swayed
there was a bag on the shoulder. Steiny
took a couple shots at me last week, so I got to kind of get
it. Man. All right.
Great, great crossover there, boys.
Oh, thank you.
Chris
thank
Paul
you.
II. Enjoying it.
That was my guy.
Gentlemen.
You want to stay for another hour? We're sponsored by Safeway.
Yeah.
And now you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Coming up next, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game.
And we'll see you in the aisles.
Bye. Oh, stop.
Listen to you.
The voice will be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.